Now it's time for Pause for Thought. And today, we hear from Jeff Berger of the Rambam Sephardi Synagogue of Elstree and Borehamwood.
Growing up as a child in a steel-producing city in the United States, life was regimented and predictable. We went to school, had dinner together as a family every night, and shared all of our holidays with our uncles, aunts, and cousins. We were expected to attend university, take up a profession, marry within our own faith, and begin family life not far from where we were raised. Those who veered off that path were spoken of in quieter voices with a tinge of disappointment or dismay. Yet somehow, imperceptibly, over the last several decades, that's slowly changed. We now live in a richly multicultural society. So recently I was very excited to be invited to a Hindu wedding at the well-known Hare Krishna Temple in Hertfordshire, where the ceremony was performed by a priest who grew up Methodist and converted to Hinduism. The groom, a Hindu, was marrying a Catholic bride, and among the intimate audience of family and friends were a handful of Jews and Christians. A singularly delightful and unique multi-faith celebration, even for our times. Though the ceremony went on for hours, the novelty of the ritual made me feel the time had passed very quickly. As a practitioner, I was mesmerized by the priest's easy blending of ancient custom with contemporary infotainment. One of my favorite tasks as a rabbi is to perform marriages. Wedding symbolism for good fortune, fertility, long life, and abundant love seems to be prevalent among all faiths. In Jewish tradition, the couple stands under a four-post canopy to signify their openness to the world around them. They drink from a silver goblet of wine together to sanctify their commitments to each other. And at the end, the groom breaks a glass to remind all present the world isn't yet a perfect place. Long-lasting relationships take much effort, investment, and perseverance. Perhaps that's why we universally celebrate love across all of our traditions.